TV, radio, and internet are overloaded with propositions to get away and to move about the country. But none of them propose the excitement of moving about another country, and certainly none to explore and hunt in that country. Well, Crusade Channel fans, say hello to our friend JD and JD African Safaris. JD can custom tailor an African safari tour just for you. Or you can take advantage of this amazing deal. 7 days hunting in the beautiful Eastern Cape of South Africa that includes trophy hunting for blesbok, impala, springbok, warthog, wildebeest, or zebra. Total cost for Crusade Channel listeners and their friends, $4,650. You can't get that deal anywhere. Includes guide, meals, skinning, drinks, lodging, airport pickup, and drop-off from Port Elizabeth. Does not include airfare or taxidermy or freight return of trophies. To reserve your JD African Safari today, call JD at 855-GET-KUDU. That's 855-438-5838. Or go to jdafricanhuntingsafaris.com. You can also see JD African Safaris page at veritasradionetwork.com. JD African Safaris.
The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You can start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive!
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a rainbow!
Are you ready? Let's get it on. On the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
To Congress, gay marriage and the modern world of heretics have you on the brink of throwing in the towel.
This little girl survived longer than that with no weapons and no training, right?
Why don't you put her in charge?
Why don't you throw in with us instead and consider your options? Starting with the Suzanne option.
Affirmative.
Basic training begins now with Suzanne Sherman, exclusively here on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station line. I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain, love. A jump off, ain't nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see? What's that woman? What's the better doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see? What's that woman?
All right, and yes, I am loving life high up on the tallest mountain I could get myself up to here. Hey, everybody, happy Friday once again. I am Suzanne Sherman. You are listening to the Suzanne Option on the Crusade Channel. As we all know, the Crusade Channel is part of the Veritas Radio Network. The number here at the Bulldog Kia Studios in the hinterlands of Utah is 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. Really excited about our show today. I have Arthur T. Bradley, who is a PhD, and he is the author of the national bestseller Handbook to Practical Disaster Preparedness for the Family. Yesterday, our producer, Christopher, joined me. Thank you, Christopher. We discussed a little bit about getting prepared for disasters, and he went over his experiences with Hurricane Katrina. So we will be getting to our guests shortly. And again, you can find me on Twitter. I am Cowgirl Esquire. You can also send me messages on my Facebook page, Suzanne Sherman. Also, I encourage you to go to Arthur Bradley's webpage while the show is on. It's disasterpreparer.com, and you can follow along, see what he's all about, as well as all the books he has. And speaking of which, he is going to be giving away one copy of his book. It is called The Disaster Preparedness for EMP Attacks and Solar Storms, because that's going to be our subject today. So once again, callers, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. Also, if you like what you're hearing and want the easiest, most convenient way to listen to the Veritas Radio Network, then download our apps in the Windows Phone App Store, the iTunes Store for the iPhone and iPad, and the Google Play Store for the Android devices. The app is, this is where it changes. It is not just $1.99. It is free now. It is $0.00. It is free. So there are no more hurdles for you guys to listen live anywhere that you want to be, okay? So when you get this app, it gives you fingertip access to the Crusade Channel live stream, free, host bios, Showtime, Twitter, Facebook feeds, and the all-new preview feed, allowing you effortless playback hours of your favorite Crusade content without ever leaving the app. So download it today. Please consider rating the app as well. Our smartphone app delivers the Crusade Channel anywhere your mobile device works. The Veritas Radio Network app, mobile radio, the way it should be. And did I tell you it's free? So go get it and listen everywhere you go. Okay, a couple of quick announcements. Also want to let you know, out here in Utah, we don't just store food and shoot guns. We do have some other fun. It's not all doom and gloom. Want to invite anybody that's into motorsports to check out the Utah Motorsports Campus out in Tooele. The Pirelli World Challenge is going on this weekend. Practice today and then racing. The supercars will be racing Saturday and Sunday. So please do consider that. Let me tell you a little bit about this book. This book was the very first book that I started reading when I was preparing and realizing that living in earthquake country, I wanted to be a little bit more prepared. And before I bring Dr. Bradley on, I want to just read this one excerpt from the back here. It says, 99% of the time, the world spins like a top. The skies are clear. Your refrigerator is full of milk and cheese. But know with certainty that the world is a dangerous place. Storms rage, fires burn, diseases spread. No one is ever completely safe. We all live as part of a very complex ecosystem that is unpredictable and willing to kill us without remorse or pause. Now, also consider man-made issues as well. He covers it all in this book. So right now on the Cowgirl Esquire guest hotline, I want to welcome Dr. Bradley. This is Suzanne. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on.
I'm delighted because this is just, I got this book years ago, and this is really what got me started, because I started watching the show Doomsday Preppers, and I just thought that was not something that was practical for most people. And I went on to Amazon, stumbled across this book, and it was really the cornerstone. It was the foundation upon which I did my preparing. I lived in earthquake country. And as you say on your webpage, I really encourage everybody to go there right now, disasterpreparer.com. 9/11 was somewhat of an awakening for you, as it was for me, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I remember that day well, like a lot of people. You know, I had a family, and I remember being at work that day when the Twin Towers were attacked and sort of watching those buildings burn and thinking to myself that, you know, something had fundamentally changed in the country, and I don't think anybody at that day exactly knew what it was, but we knew that we were sort of at the precipice of something changing. And I remember asking myself, you know, what am I supposed to do now? You know, am I supposed to go home and be with my family, or is there something we should be doing? And it really got me asking those questions about, well, you know, how should we be prepared for events like this that might happen?
That was a game changer for me as well. My first thought was, oh my goodness, what kind of world have I brought my two boys into? They were 1 and 3 years old at the time. But, you know, there's only so much you can do of worrying and wringing your hands. As you're familiar with Dr. Lisa Bedford, she was on my show a few weeks ago, and she said, look, what are you worried about? You don't have to change your life and go crazy. Pick something that concerns you and focus your preparedness on that. And you cover all aspects of what the family could use. But today we're going to focus on a topic that I'm delighted you're here for, because I don't know much about it, and that is EMP. And solar storms. But let's kick off by asking, you know, who you are and how are you qualified to talk about this subject? Let's tell our listeners a little bit about you.
Sure. Yeah, so that's a good question, because EMP attacks is a sort of a very technical topic. And if you search the web, you'll find, you know, all kind of advice of all different sorts. And I'd say, you know, 80 to 90% of it is just kind of crazy talk that people have come up with either by watching movies or reading books or whatever. So it is important, if you're going to look at a topic like this, that you find somebody that's got some kind of technical background in it. So my background is I have a PhD in electrical engineering, so I've sort of grown up through the world of engineering. You know, my day job is at NASA. Probably most people who know me know that already. And I'm a certified EMC engineer, so that means I work in electromagnetics sort of as my living. So I know a little bit about this, and I've tried to apply that knowledge to this particular topic.
And for those that aren't familiar, what is an EMP? Is this something that we think is going to come from a political, a foreign enemy? Is this something that can emanate from space? Is this some sort of Star Wars? Do we need to put on our tinfoil hats? Is this likely to happen? Let's give them a little bit more information on this.
Sure. Yeah, so we'll just start from the very basic. So there's sort of two topics at play here. One of them is solar storms or solar emissions in general. And that's things that our sun can do to send coronal mass emissions our way or solar flares our way. And they can certainly affect the Earth. And then there are these EMP attacks, which EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And basically what that is it's where an enemy would launch a nuclear missile into the atmosphere above about 25 miles into the atmosphere and detonate it over likely the continental United States. And by detonating a nuclear missile in the atmosphere like that, it actually creates a very powerful electromagnetic pulse that is felt down at the surface of the Earth. And that pulse can cause all kinds of damage, which we can talk about. But those are sort of the two threats. And they're very distinct in that the solar events, they're a certainty, right? It isn't a matter of if it's going to happen. It's only a matter of when it's going to happen. And, you know, there are lots of predictions about when the next major solar event might be. But it's really just a sort of a gamble. The last really big one to affect the Earth was back in 1859, which was an event called the Carrington Event, and people can Google that. There's a lot of information about that. Now, you can think about the 1850s. You know, that was a day of telegraph and things like that, but it still caused a lot of problems. It caused fires, this energy coupled onto telegraph lines and so forth. You could only imagine what that energy would do in a modern society like we have today. So that's the solar events and sort of the, you know, its ability to disrupt the Earth as we know it. The other one is really more of a hostile attack, and there are numerous countries who could initiate this kind of attack. You know, you could think of North Korea right off the top. You know, it would be a really nice asymmetric type attack where they could do, you know, a single strike to cause, you know, huge amounts of devastation in the continental United States. And there wouldn't really be anything we could do about it. I mean, we could decide to go to war against them over it, but only after we proved that they were the ones that did it. And, you know, it would be a difficult case to make. So anyway, these are the two different events, the nuclear-generated EMP and the solar event.
I want to, it does look, Dr. Bradley, like I have a caller that is going to be the recipient of your book, Disaster Preparedness for EMP Attacks and Solar Storms. I want to thank you for your generous donation. Let's go to the Cowgirl Esquire hotline and take Jeff in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Suzanne Option on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. What's on your mind, sir?
Good afternoon, Suzanne and Dr. Bradley. You know, I wanted to talk to Dr. Bradley about Faraday cages. I haven't gotten his book, so I don't know what's in it. Does he discuss Faraday cages at all?
Yes, we're going to get into that on the show today. Do you want to address that right away, Dr. Bradley?
Sure. Yeah, so it's probably the first question people ask when they think about an EMP attack. First thing I will say is you don't need a Faraday cage if you're worried about solar events. Okay, your solar events won't affect very small-scale electronics like your cell phone and your computer and things. So their Faraday cages are really only against EMP attacks, but that's sort of the threat most people are really worried about. And yes, I do talk about it in that book. I also talk about it in the larger handbook, Handbook to Practical Disaster Preparedness for the Family. But basically, a Faraday cage is just a conductive enclosure. A perfect one would be a perfectly sealed conductive enclosure with no seams or no holes. And basically what that does is inside the Faraday cage, the electronics that are placed inside see a much, much smaller electromagnetic field than anything outside. And so people put their, you know, really important items into these Faraday cages and seal them up. In the event of an attack, they could open up the Faraday cage and they would have some items that would still be functional.
How does one make a Faraday cage?
Well, there are lots of different ways. In the book, I talk about making your own, which is, you know, fine, and I demonstrate how to do that on YouTube as well. But basically, you just take a box. It could be a wooden box. I like a wooden box because they're a little more sturdy, but it could also be a cardboard box or a plastic box. And you essentially wrap the thing in aluminum foil. Usually two layers of heavy-duty aluminum foil is fine. If it's a box with a lid, you can wrap the lid separately from the box and then seal it up. You might want to tape the seam between the lid and the box themselves. It's those seams that really get us into trouble in terms of energy leaking in. But so aluminum foil is thick enough, especially a couple layers is thick enough. Other ways to do it are to use like ad hoc things. A lot of people like galvanized steel garbage cans, for example. So you buy these garbage cans at Lowe's or Home Depot, and you put your stuff inside and put the lid on it. Now, if you buy those and you use one of those, and many people do, be sure that you tape the outer part of the lid onto the can with some kind of conductive tape. So while you're at Home Depot, buy you some of that aluminum duct tape and tape it up, because it makes a huge difference in terms of how effective that can would be. But, you know, lots of people have had other ideas. Well, what about a microwave oven? And all of these things work to various degrees. I have a little table in the book with some test data. I tested about 8 or 10 different types of things to see how well they work. I think making your own works as well as anything. The sealed-up garbage can does a good job. A really, really simple way to do it is to buy what are called anti-static bags. Some people call them EMP bags. I have them on my website, disasterprepared.com, but you can find them other places. And they're basically just these metalized plastic bags that you can put your items in, and then you just tape up the bags, and they're protected. And so they're a really like simple, you know, one-stop solution to a Faraday cage.
Yeah, I did notice that on your website. Again, I want to refer my listeners to the disasterpreparer.com site, and you can follow along and see some of these items as we bring them up. I did have a question. Could a safe be considered an effective option for a Faraday cage? And if so, do you need to put that conducting tape around the door?
Yeah, so I do get asked that frequently. I tested a mid-sized fire safe for the book, and it did okay. I wouldn't say it was great. And the reason, of course, is exactly what you said, which is the seam around the door tends to leak energy in. Also, sometimes the locking mechanism can leak energy in. So I would say it's an okay Faraday cage, certainly better than nothing. And people worry, especially like about gun safes, right? Maybe they have guns with optical sights, you know, electro-optical sights, red dots and things on their weapons, and they're worried, is it going to damage my red dot sight when I really might need it, you know? And the answer is it might. It depends on how well you seal up that safe. I think in general things placed in safes are fairly robust against something like this, but not guaranteed by any stretch.
That's where
go ahead, Christopher.
That's where training with the regular iron sights comes in mighty handy.
You read my mind. Just so you people know, Dr. Bradley, I believe you are also a member of the NRA. I'm an NRA certified firearms instructor. And when you did mention the electronics and optics, I am a hardcore believer that you must train for the basics. You must know your sight alignment. You must know how to rely upon the firearm without anything fancy. And because there could be a time when something breaks when you're out there, and go back to the basics. So for those of you that can't hit something without that laser sight, get out to the range and do some practicing. And just to let everybody know, if you're just tuning in, I have Dr. Arthur T. Bradley, the author of the national bestseller Handbook to Practical Disaster Preparedness for the Family. What I really love about this book is everything is laid out from the reasons you need to prepare, be they natural disaster, pandemics, man-made social unrest, that sort of thing, addresses every conceivable effort that you would need, especially if it's a little bit of a daunting task for you. There are worksheets in there, and everything is covered. Not only that, he is also the author of a book about EMP attacks. It's Disaster Preparedness for EMP Attacks and Solar Storms. As long as I think you also have a host of others, and we're going to take a quick break. Will you be able to stay with us for more of the show, Dr. Bradley?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Oh, I'm delighted. So listen up, everybody. If you like what you're hearing on the Crusade Channel, please support us and become a Founders Pass member today and gain instant streaming and download access to every episode of this show, as well as all the others on the Crusade Channel, including Doc George's My Story of America, Mike Church's show, we've got Reverse Deception, Greg Carpenter, and I, in fact, recently discussed the vulnerability of the power grid to hacking. Greg is our resident host and hacker. You can subscribe to the Founders Pass for as little as 23 cents a day. Choose between a monthly or a yearly membership. Also, now, if you get your yearly membership, you will get a free copy of Mike Church's Road to Independence. So we will be back after this break. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Suzanne Option. I'm your host, Suzanne Sherman. This is the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.